among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon the cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. A highwayman came riding, riding, riding. A highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. He'd a French cocked hat on his forehead, a bunch of lace at his chin, coat of claret velvet and breeches of brown doe skin. They fitted with never a wrinkle, his boots were up to the thigh, and he rode with a jewel twinkle, his pistol buds a twinkle, his rapier hilt a twinkle into the jewel sky. And over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the darkened yard, and he tapped with his whip on the shutter. To the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, bears the landlord's daughter, plaiting a long red love knot into her long black hair. One kiss, my bonny sweetheart, I'm after a price tonight, but I shall be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. Yet if they press me shut, the black cascade of perfume came tumbling over his breast, and he kissed its waves in the moonlight, oh sweet waves in the moonlight, tucked at his rein in the moonlight, and galloped away to the west. He did not come at noon, and out of the tawny sunset, before the rise of the moon, when the road was the gypsy's ribbon, looping the purple moor, a red coat troop came marching, marching, marching. King George's men came marching up to the old inn door. They said no word to the landlord, they drank his ale instead. Horses' hooves ring clear, toddle-lod, toddle-lod in the distance, were they deaf, they did not hear. Down the ribbon of moonlight, over the brow of the hill, the high to the priming. She stood up straight and still. Toddle out in the frosty silence. Toddle out in the echoing night. Nearer came and nearer. Her face was like a light. Her eyes grew wide for a moment. She drew one last deep breath. Her finger moved in the moonlight. Her musket shattered the moonlight. Shattered her breast in the moonlight. Comes right.